Isaiah said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government was shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." You know, and I know the book of Revelation, they said they searched through heaven, earth, and under the earth to find one that was willing to go. But even back in Isaiah, whenever the old prophet began to prophesy the plan of God's salvation, to come years later, reminded me that surely God searched and he found a little virgin girl in the earth, just a simple little innocent girl, to conceive and bring forth this son which would be born for us. A child, a son, a baby is born for us. A son is given, and he was acquainted with grief and sorrow. The whole government was laid upon his shoulders. From that day, the grace that brought salvation has appeared unto all men. Now, I kept thinking maybe I wouldn't have to go here, wouldn't have to go there, but I preached this message some time ago. I don't know how long it's been, but at one time there was three of us preached on the everlasting gospel. I'm going to read it this morning. 55th chapter of Isaiah, the 6th verse. It says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain come down and the snow from heaven and return not hither, but water the earth and make it bring forth buds, that it might give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the things whereto I send it." As we see the spring springing forth. And those trees are giving out the buds, and we know that spring is not. That it might bring seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Then I find that this little baby one day was born into the world, chose his disciples and set everything in order. I believe Matthew said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they will be filled. I'm glad for that today. I look on down into the book. We're going to go and read just a little bit, and then we'll get into a message. If it's possible with the Lord, I want you to know today that He said that my word, the time will come, that my word will not return unto me void, but it will prosper where I send it. It will accomplish in that which I please. If we notice how that in the Bible, he said to the disciples just before that he took his flight and went back to the heavens to sat down at the right hand of the Father, this little baby, a son that was given unto us, he purpose himself, and he suffered a sorrow, he was acquainted with grief, yet like a sheep, open his mouth. Brother, listen, he knew where he was going. He was here to suffer just for a season. Let's go. I believe the 24th chapter of Luke. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which I were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me, and then open he their understanding, that they might understand the scripture, and he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And now, and that repentance and repentance and remission of sin should be preached in this name among all nations beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endeared with power from on high. Now I want us to know we look back yonder in the days that Jesus walked the seashores of Galilee, and we wonder what was like. We see Paul and the apostles. They said to Peter, James, and John, and the 12, they said, you stay here, you stay at Jerusalem until you're endeared with power from on high. Brother, listen, and then he said, whenever The Holy Ghost has come. He will guide you and teach you in all truth. Brother, listen. Them boys set out on a journey today, and they preached the gospel that is still being preached today. It's repentance. Repent of your sin. Being born again. Listen. How that he told them whenever they was endeared with fire from on high to start this everlasting gospel set us on its way and we see how that they went for a ways one more they had to fall one more like Christ they give it up and they hand it on down to somebody else. Our brother, listen. That he said that he would send the promises of his Father upon them, and is still here today.
Amen.
But thanks for the word.
Listen.
I can see how much Paul suffered. And our heart went out in those days. But I want you to notice today it come on down and I think of these boys. They're carrying the same gospel in the same world under the same promises that they did. These boys here, as the buds come forth, I would see summer is now, and the revivals begin to spring forth. Brother, listen, and they are out preaching the everlasting gospel to who will hear, Lord, who will receive our report. It's almost disheartening. This same everlasting gospel. We see these boys, they carried it, and they're going home. Paul, we believe with all of our heart, as mean a man as he was, he was chief among sinners. Deliver everlasting gospel of repentance. Listen, the Bible said that godly sorrow, a work of repentance. Whenever somebody stepped up and preached the everlasting gospel and it fell on the ears of Saul, there was something that pricked his heart. There was something that he was sorry for. And we repented. He repented. Paul repented. Now we all think and we count the great apostle Paul. Well, what about the boys that blazed the trail since then? As time goes on, it gets worse and worse and worse until we come today and we discuss in Sunday school. Brother, we're standing here and nobody to go with you. Nobody to back you up. I want to leave you with this one thought. I will accomplish what God wants you to know.
Amen.
Listen. You go preach. Preach your heart out. And you think you ain't done no good. But it will prosper.
Amen.
It'll prosper to please God. Not to please man. Oh Lord. If I could preach like Paul, I would be all right. Brother, listen, your word, through the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I come down from heaven as a rain. I come down to water the earth. Brother, listen, and the Holy Ghost, I pull down the mighty power of God. I anoint the brethren as you preach the everlasting gospel. Listen, it will prosper what God sends it to do.
Amen.
You may not see it, but listen, Lord, count it all joy. The many things that they did the many things that they suffered. When they suffered, then not Peter and them boys, they counted it joy because they counted themselves worthy to be in the realm of the Holy Ghost power of God. Amen. Struggling, preaching the everlasting gospel. The crowds get smaller. Then they dried up. Listen, it's Saint Jesus that the Virgin Mary brought forth. Listen, you know what? Well, his first a miracle that he did. I listened to his mother. I come with him. His mother was there. And they said, we're out of wine. And he said, what's that to me? My hour is not yet. I know what she done. She had another confidence. In her son. She told the servants. She said, whatever he says, do it. Do it. And that still stands true today. Whatever he says, to do it. Listen, Jesus is gone. And the next time he comes, he's not coming to save the world, but to collect them that's made it all the way ready to go into the gates of heaven. That's endeared. Listen, I know it's hard. It's hard to go into revival. People sitting there looking at you and expecting you to do some kind of a great miracle. Whenever we us preach repentance, you need to get saved. You need to stay saved. You need to come out from among the world and stand four square for this man. I call Jesus. I call he's coming again. Who will hear? Is that enough to us? Who will answer my call? Is that enough to us? He said, go preach the word. Go preach the word and leave the rest alone. Be happy on your journey. God said, my word, the word that you preach will not return unto me void. Oh, listen. The waters that are falling right now ain't going to return to heaven void. That he didn't accomplish that what he sent it to do. He's a water in the earth this morning. And he's trying to save souls. He's trying to save. But people's heart is struck so cold and so indifferent. They will not hear. And godless sorrow. That's one thing that's almost in the past. I can never hear. I'm godly sorrowful. I'm no more. You don't hear about the sorrowful. I'm to God. I was some a tragic happened. They can get emotion. They can begin to call on the preacher. I pray for me. Listen. Peter's soul. Simon. You better pray for yourself. Brother, listen. We need to pray. They for godly sorrow. To take in under the morning power of God. Listen, we're not godly sorrowful no more. Oh, something happened. We want to hear from heaven. But boy, I want to hear from heaven when everything is going good. When everything is going good and I'm doing the best I can, then I know that I'm on my way home. I know that I'm on my way home. The everlasting gospel didn't stop when Peter died. It didn't stop when James died. It didn't stop when Apostle Paul died. He's got some great stories. But we need to look in the day where we live. We need to bring it home right now. What are we facing? We're not living in Apostle Paul's day. We're not living in Peter and John's day. Today is the day of salvation. What are we doing? What are we doing? The everlasting gospel is going on. One by one, as a man has to give it up, I've somebody else to take it. I down the cross. I the next generation. I these boys. I brought it. I maybe 40 years. And I guess I they probably ain't two people in this building has got saved under the same preacher. What happened? See, he's got men from everywhere. We're all together here. But probably a different man preached. Different ones got saved. We come together. My. What if that man hadn't come along? What if that man had preached the everlasting gospel that convicted your heart? What if he had been on a vacation? What if he'd been down to the river fishing? Brother, listen, we need to be about God's business.
Amen.
We need to be about God's business. Listen, it just fills us up when we see people rejoicing in the Lord. Because that's hard to see. You take off here and you head down the road. You stop at every little church. You come upon one once in a great while. You believe that even knows the Lord. And that's sad. But the everlasting gospel's going on. These boys go in different places of preaching. Don't worry about what you've done great. Fine, fancy words you're saying. Listen, say it. Let God take it where He wants it to go. Listen. If I'd have had to have been some great person out of the community, I'd have never got started. I've seen trouble in my day, and I'm glad for every one of them, because every problem, every trouble I had brought me closer to the Lord. The wisdom to work through problems, trying, is not my wisdom. No. Just follow the Lord, and He will show you the direction you need to go. Lean on the Lord. Listen. What happened to the Holy Ghost? Where it's at? We're leaning on the Holy Ghost. He is the one here. He is the third Godhead. Somebody said Paul was leaning on Jesus. That's true to an extent. The Holy Ghost was standing by. The Holy Ghost was directing him. Listen, leading him and guiding him, directing him like He's doing me and you. When He come, He didn't leave. For everyone that come by the way of repentance, the Holy Ghost kicked in, was leading them and guiding them, directing them which way they ought to go. Listen, I'm glad to be one that was chosen. In the Scripture, He said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many men are called to carry the gospel, but few are chosen. Listen, pick up the bloodstained banner of Christ and go tell them about Jesus. And leave it alone. Let God work it out where He said needs it to go. Because it will prosper. It will prosper. The old boy that you've seen standing there, and you thought there was no hope for him. You may hear him preach the next time you see him. Who knows? Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to get Asher to come and get another song. If you feel like, you need to have a closer walk with God. You feel like that you're